Yeah. So basically, I'm here today to talk about goddamn Sunni Islam and the Nation of Islam. I'm here to talk about the differences. I'm here today to talk about the, basically the, yeah, just like the differences of how people really just be like condemning the Nation of Islam. You know, and I just want to say this. I think that every black man studied the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad before he entered any type of sect or religion. Or of religion. Every black man should study the teachings of the Most Elijah Muhammad. The teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad uplifts the black man. It uplifts the black man and teaches the black man to love himself and to love his people and his own nation before he loved anyone or anything else. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches the black man to love himself before he loves anyone else. I'm going to say that again. Because today's society, the black man loves everyone else besides himself. The black man loves every race besides his own race. The black man loves every woman besides his own woman. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches the black man to love everything of himself before he loves anything of anyone else's. So with that being said, you have Muslims today that say that they're Sunni. And you have these Sunni Muslims that are saying that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not a prophet of Allah. They say, la, he can't be a prophet of Allah. La, which means no in Arabic. Because you got black people today that just love to speak Arabic. You understand what I'm saying? But they say, la. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad never said that he was a prophet of Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he was a messenger of Allah. You see, we have Muslims today that say, la. No, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the last and the seal of all prophets. La, who is this Elijah Muhammad? He's a fraud. He's a fake. This is what they call the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Okay? Now, the thing that I just want to bring up too is, who are we? I'm not even going to get there yet, but the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he never said that he was a prophet. This is something that the devil, whether he's black or white, because it's all types of colors of the devil. But you, if you ask me, what's worse than a white devil? I say a black one. You know what I'm saying? But in the Holy Quran, I'm paraphrasing. Allah somewhere in the Quran, he says that he sends messages to every type of people that he wills. He said there's not one type of people on this planet that he will not send a messenger to. Okay? The messenger that we were sent as black Americans was Elijah Muhammad. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was sent to us. Who lifted Elijah Muhammad and gave him the message that he gave to us? Farah Muhammad. You got some Muslims that say, you got Muslims that say that Master Farah Muhammad was a fraud. Because the Nation of Islam believed that the Master Farah Muhammad, that Allah came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad and came to the wilderness of America to lift up the black people in America and gave Elijah Muhammad, who was a drunk in Detroit, he gave him a message and taught him. Elijah Muhammad was a student of the Master Farah Muhammad. Okay? But you have Muslims that say, no, la. Master Farah Muhammad can't be, Allah can't come in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. No way, la. Why? You understand me? Why? Who are we to say what Allah can and can't do with his creation? I'm going to say that again. Who are we to say what Allah can and can't do with his creation? You know, they so quick to condemn something that happens with black people uprising. Okay? If anyone's ever familiar with the movie The Message of Islam, and it's a scene in there where the Muslims were thrown out of Mecca for the belief in Islam and the one God Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sent some of his followers to Ethiopia, to Abyssinia, something like that, to the Christian king in Ethiopia. Because they basically, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them, knew something that they didn't know, that they would, that the king will accept them into the, his kingdom. But there's a scene in that movie, at that particular part, where you have the kafir that's trying to persuade the king of Ethiopia, of the Christian king, to throw the Muslims in chains and return them back to Mecca as slaves. So as the Muslims is basically dialoguing with the Christian king, trying to let him know that there's no difference between them in faith, as he's dialoguing with the Christian king, the kafir gets in the middle of it. And as the Muslim is saying that Jesus is something very important, or someone very important in Islam, just like he is to them, the kafir goes, no, but wait. They believe that Jesus was only an apostle, a messenger, a prophet, not the son, not the son, not the son of God. The Christian king said, what do you say of Jesus? The Muslim goes ahead and tells him who Jesus is, and quotes out of the chapter Miriam, out of the Quran. Okay? But that scene is the exact way the devil, black or white, was trying to make it seem like with Elijah Muhammad and the Muslims. Because you had the Nation of Islam that was believing that that Elijah Muhammad was or is the messenger of Allah. But the black devil stepped in, or the white devil stepped in and said, well, no, because the Nation of Islam believe that Elijah Muhammad is a prophet of God. Don't you Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, is the seal and last prophets, or the last prophet of Allah? Isn't he the seal of all the prophets of Allah? So he asks the Sunni Muslims that in front of the Nation of Islam, and now you have the Nation of Islam believing that Elijah Muhammad is the messenger, and he throws a cross between them and try to make it seem like the Nation of Islam is trying to call the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad a prophet, knowing that the Sunni Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of all the prophets. But the Nation of Islam never said that Elijah Muhammad is the prophet of Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad never said that he was a prophet of Allah. The Honorable Most Elijah Muhammad taught that he was the messenger of Allah. And the devil knew what the messenger was saying, but he tried and seen something that he can use as a weapon to turn the Sunni Muslims against the Nation of Islam. And that's what he did. So they questioned, and they questioned, and they questioned, and they pressured it. And now you have Muslims today saying still that Muslims in the Nation of Islam believe that the Elijah Muhammad is the prophet of Allah. So now that's the main reason why Orthodox Islam does not accept Nation of Islam, because they believe that the Nation of Islam is saying that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the prophet of Allah, when we don't, when the Nation of Islam don't believe that. They don't believe that Elijah Muhammad was a prophet. They believe that he was a messenger sent to the black people and the black man in the wilderness of America to uplift us and to teach us to love ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? Every black man should love himself before he love anyone else or someone else's religion. Okay? Now, you have a Sunni Muslim, which is I am. I am Sunni Islam. I am Sunni Muslim. But I've been studying the Nation of Islam. And I wish I came across the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad way, way earlier in my life. But better late than never. But me and other Sunni Muslims, we have beliefs beyond this world, beyond the comprehension of the human mind. We believe things that people will say, what? For example, we believe that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, flew to the heavens into paradise and met and spoke with Allah on a flying horse. or some type of creature that had wings, that looked like, that resembled a horse and a donkey with wings on it. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission to Prophet Muhammad and gave him this animal to reach the heavens. We believe that. We believe that. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Moses through a burning bush. We believe that with all our hearts. Those of us who have Iman, we believe that sincerely with all our hearts. We believe that. Okay? So why is it so easy for a Sunni Muslim to believe that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, flew to heaven and spoke to God on a flying horse? Or it's so easier to believe that the Prophet Moses, Musa, may peace be upon him, spoke to Allah through a burning bush? Why is it so easy to believe that a bush that was on fire spoke to a human being? Other than believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that he could do what he wills and what he wants with his creation, came in the person of the Master Farah Muhammad to teach the black man. Who are we to say what Allah can and can't do? Who are we to say what Allah can and can't do with his own creation? So we believe that all these things happen with the burning bush and the flying horse, but we cannot believe that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was risen by Allah in the person. In the person, okay? That Allah came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad to teach the black man about himself and to love himself. We could believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be, and it is. And Maryam, or Mary, was pregnated with Jesus without a father. We could believe that as Sunni Muslims, that Jesus was pregnated without a father through Mary, just off the word be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you mean to tell me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can says be and get a woman pregnant with a beautiful miraculous son 2,000 years ago, but he cannot come in the person of Master Farah Muhammad in his own creation and lift up a people who he choose to? We believe everything else. We believe every other prophet and messenger was real, and that they was a messenger and they was a prophet and they did uplift people. We could believe every other people's story about their uplifting, but we can't believe our own. That's wrong. That's racist and it's stupid. Don't you know if you're stupid and you keep your mouth shut, nobody will know that you're stupid? Don't you know if you're stupid and you keep your mouth shut, no one will know that you're stupid? It's stupid to me, man. It's wrong. And people shouldn't do that, man. We hate ourselves so much as black people that we can't even believe that we have a savior amongst ourselves. We can't even believe that we're going to be saved or is saved. That's how much we hate ourselves. Which brings me back to the beginning. Every black man should study the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to love thyself and their own before they love anyone else. This is a problem in our society as black people, and we need to dialogue with one another to come to a common ground and force ourselves to unite, because that's the only way we're going to uprise over this madness. This is just brief. Assalamu alaikum.